Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate here on KVTA 1590 AM. We're so glad you've joined us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Karen Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm okay.
It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Well, you know, I had that thing last Saturday. And, you know, the fundraiser for the Thomas Fire, remember? And
right. You
guys came, right? We were getting all ready for that. And it was last Saturday night. And it was pretty amazing.
It was, I was in tears the entire time.
Yeah. You're about to cry now. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, there's lots of benefits. And, of course, there's another fabulous one this weekend downtown, of course.
Right.
But the thing about that one that we did last weekend was the Solace benefit gala that was put on by students for students. And these students just came up with this idea and they wanted to do something for the other students. And that was what was remarkable to me.
Remarkable to me too.
And can you believe the talent of those kids?
Oh, they were amazing. And I got to say, most of those kids wrote the music,
There was a lot of original things. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was very difficult to convey to people how the show was going to be so good because you don't expect that, you know, from that age kids. But these were some amazing people. We raised over $17,000.
Amazing.
So far.
That's so awesome.
That will go back to the students in Ventura that lost their home. So it was a complete success. And hats off to Wendy Butler.
Absolutely.
And the rest of the production team. So we had a great time. And I'm glad you guys came.
Yes, it was fabulous. Yep. And I saw a lot of people I knew there, which was really great, too. Yeah.
It was a wonderful community event.
It really was wonderful. And what a tribute to the firemen and our first responders.
Yeah, there was a lot of them there that night. That was fantastic. So I think we're going to try to get Tracy on the line. I'm not sure if
Hello, girls.
There she
right
is.
Here.
Hi, Tracy girl.
There's the beautiful Tracy.
Karen, but I can hardly hear Liz.
Hardly hear me? All right.
I hear you better
okay.
now. Hi, girls. How are you?
We're good.
It's such a beautiful day.
I'm on the way home because I am sick. I've got the crud that I think you had, Karen, and my daughter had last week, and now I have it. And so I'm heading up to my parents for a Super Bowl party. But
we are glad that you're quarantined in your car.
I don't want you here. I didn't think I was going to get it because I was taking vitamin C all week and disinfecting everything. But our nanny gave it to the daughter, who gave it to me, and it hurt. It's hard to swallow. And I spoke to Sarah, you know, Barrett LaFleur, our health and wellness, who were her husband's a doctor, obviously. And he said it's just going around and there's really nothing you can do. It's just about cold.
Yep.
It's about staying in bed and resting.
And washing your hands.
Washing your hands every minute.
Well,
are you guys getting ready for the big game tomorrow?
Well, we're not really doing anything for the Super Bowl this year. My husband is sick also
in
bed. And so that kind of put a damper on things.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch the commercials at least.
That's my favorite part is the commercials.
Spence, you watch the commercials? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you watch the commercials. Yeah.
If they spend $5 million on 30 seconds, I'm watching.
You're watching
it. Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. And the back ends, of course.
And you know Justin Timberlake is performing halftime, and Pink is performing the national anthem, so it should be really, really good.
I'll tune in for all that, but I don't want to watch a game, but I'll watch the entertainment part.
I usually cook during the game.
Well, I spent a limo ride with an ex Eagles player when I was in Cabo a couple weeks ago. I forgot his name, Liz. I know I told you.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him. You sent me a picture of him.
He was gigantic.
Yeah. He was like... almost like 7 feet tall, and I swear he must have weighed almost 400 pounds. And so he did three Super Bowls. One was with the Eagles, and so I'm rooting for the Eagles just in his honor.
Well, I don't know what we're doing. I'm probably working, so there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
So can I give you guys a little brag out for my daughter and this basketball league?
Yes.
Is she enjoying that?
So she's in Ventura Youth Basketball Association, VYBA, right?
Yeah. It's her first year in it, and we didn't really know about it. You know, we're not from Ventura, but we've lived here, 9 years now? And so she's nine, and this is our first year, and it is so much fun. The kids are just so good, and she's loving it. We went this morning to a game at 8 in the morning, and she won. They're undefeated, and there's hundreds of kids, you know, playing. And I think in her age group, there's 10 different teams, choose the Flyers, and they're from what we understand, the only team that's undefeated right now. So we'll see.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I had Jordan, our oldest son, played VYBA 1 year, and we thought he would love it because he's kind of, you know, he has to stay moving, and he didn't like it. He liked baseball, so we were like,
well, I didn't think Parker would like it because she's, you know, she's not the tallest person, really. You know, she's petite. She loves gymnastics, but she loves basketball. And
well,
she,
yeah.
She gets in there.
It's great program. It's a great program.
What's great, though, too, is that, you know, all the parents and all the coaches, that's all volunteer.
Oh,
and
of course, yeah.
It's so cool. And today I met one of the refs there is actually a comedian at the comedy club in River Park. And Levity
Live. Levity Live,
So he gave me 2 free tickets to Wednesday night's show. And so I'm going to see if I can grab a single girl and go. But it was fun.
That's fun. Or a girl.
Right? That's what else is there with you guys?
Well, we have some, you know, great guests coming up on the show. We're going to have, a really good discussion with these people from FEMA. I probably have a lot of questions about that.
And then we also have SBA on as well. So that's the financial part of small businesses. So if you've been hurt by the fire financially, they're going to tell you how you can be reimbursed for some of those fees. So
yeah,
that's
you know
a
what?
Real great program.
I was just listening to the news this morning, and I think, you know, the reality of who is actually being helped with their homes, you know, is coming, you know, it's hitting everybody.
Well, yeah, people have had time to think about it now, and it's not getting better. So now it's like you were mushy before, you're really mushy now.
So it's going to be an interesting discussion. I'm anxious to talk to these guys and get some information. So.
Yeah, we're excited to have them.
Yeah. So.
You know, at the same time, though, you know what? I have heard a lot of really positive things, though. A lot of people are saying that, you know, they lost everything, and when they go and they talk to their adjuster, that they're actually getting 100% back from them instead of like 60, because I guess people are, you know, really trying to help out the Venturians who were, you know, affected.
From their insurance, so, you're talking about from their insurance companies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the, you know, we'll hear from the federal assistance here and see how they play into that too. But yeah, I think everybody is definitely trying to help, no doubt. So,
what kind of real estate do you have going on?
Oh, well, we have buyers, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I still have Gilbert, my Cape condo, 1090 Gilbert over in the Cape. And I have another one that's coming up. We're calling it, what are we calling it, Liz? The lower
mid-hillside. It runs right along Loma Vista.
So. Beautiful house, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got, we're calling it a separate, like, art studio or granny's in-laws quarters, but there's no bathroom, but it's a separate little, you know, quarter there, and it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. It's going to be coming up in about 3-4 weeks. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
I've got a couple things. Today, from 1 to 4, 2561 Woodpecker is open, and that is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, beautiful 2-story house on Woodpecker, which is right off of Johnson Drive. And that property has had every single room touched. New windows, new flooring, new kitchen, new bathrooms, new paint, inside and out. It's just beautiful. So it will be open today and tomorrow from 1 to 4. And then I have 5 units in Santa Paula. They're all 1+1s. It brings in about $60,600 a year. And it's priced at $724. So that's a really good price. It actually makes money. And then I have another one coming up next week. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, North Oxnard on Natalie. And it's a 1-story. It is adorable. It's really, really cute. They've taken a 4-bedroom and converted it to a 3-bedroom. So everything is larger. And they have a sitting room off of the master. And it's just a really lovely little floor plan. And that will be coming up at the beginning of next week.
Excellent.
Can I tell you guys something real quick before I let you girls go?
Yeah.
Another thing that's interesting, and why we, you know, of course, we're real women in real estate. We keep people abreast of all the newest things regarding the Thomas fire. I just refied my house, and in the refi packet was a new disclosure about the fires. And you have to say, you know, if you've been affected, I know new, you know, purchases, I've seen that, but even for refis. And it's just interesting. There's a disclosure now that we're going to all have to sign, our clients are going to have to sign, stating, have we been affected? You know, we have to swear that we're telling the truth. And it's just another piece of paper that our buyers and sellers are going to have to sign, and something that, you know, we can keep our clients and, of course, our listeners up to date on, you know, different things that affect the real estate community. That's what we're here for, right?
Yep, that's good. Right. That's great.
Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're real excited to have FEMA on the show to get some questions answered and to give some insight on what it's like to service all of these people that have been affected by the fire. So we have Victor and Corey from FEMA here with us today, and they'll be coming up right after the break. And then we also have SBA with us, which is assistance for small businesses, because our downtown and our businesses have been affected by that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m., all overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories. First-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate here on KBTA 1590. We're live today. We're so glad you've joined us. And we are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. We've been leaders in the real estate community serving Ventura County for over 30 years. And we are just thrilled about Troop. We love Troop.
Absolutely.
So I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Karen Campbell. And we have sponsors that are just going to be going crazy this weekend with all of the stuff going on with Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. So go down to the Greek. They are watching the game. Ventiki downtown is going to be a great place to go down there with those Mai Tais happening
for sure.
And then if you're having your own party, go to Nothing Bundt Cakes and pick up a cake. They're decorating them
for Super Bowl. Pick up those little tiny bun, you know,
they're
little
so
bun
cute,
things.
Right?
Those are perfect. They're like bite size.
Exactly.
Gosh, don't get them near me. I can't stop.
And we also have CSMC Mortgage with us today, and they'll be coming up on the show a little bit. So I'm real excited to have FEMA with us today. Welcome, Corey. Hi, Victor. Thank you for coming.
Thanks,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like FEMA.
I know, right?
FEMA is here.
In the house.
Well, thanks for having us and clearing that up. FEMA, we've actually been in the house probably since we cut our Christmas breaks short.
All of us.
Yes, right.
Are you guys local? Do you live here and you work for FEMA, or did you come in?
We came in. We're all based out of, the FEMA team's based out of our Oakland office. And along with my colleagues, we serve on an IMAT team. And what that is an incident management assistance team. And in the first glance of trouble, we deploy to our regional coordination center and began to monitor what's going on. So when the fire started, hey, we knew there could be trouble. So what we did was began to mobilize and actually deployed first to Sacramento, co-joined with the state, made contacts with the local officials here, tied everything together, and positioned ourselves to be ready to respond as soon as the trouble was over. So since about January 15th, we've been actively engaged. And
January 15th, yes,
so that took a while to get here.
Good 5 weeks after the fire.
The reason for that is January 15th is the latest federal disaster declaration. That's the one that we're currently under. So by stating the 15th, we're including all four counties, Santa Barbara, Ventura, Los Angeles, and San Diego counties. So it gave us the depth and the breadth that we needed to set up a geographic operation to provide the services. So today's is special because I don't usually get to roll this deep. I have some people who are subject matter experts on the field of how we provide assistance to homeowners, renters, and individuals in the aftermath of what are some horrific circumstances.
Yeah, that's
so.
For sure.
Yeah, we've never experienced this before, so we don't know all of the process. We're learning as we go. And that fire, I got to say, just it went so fast and it was so hot that I don't think we knew what was coming. It started in Santa Paula, and next thing you know, it was at the ocean. So
and it's
crazy.
Rare. Yes, ma'am.
So I was going to ask you, is that time period between, you know, that 5 weeks, is that like an average time period to wait for a disaster declaration?
Well, the first declaration came shortly after New Year's.
Okay.
That gave us the ability to begin to put together what types of resources we needed.
Okay.
And move those things into place. And the latest declaration on the 15th, as I was saying, and my colleagues will go into detail and explain, that gave us the legal authority to come in and to provide resources directly to
So what happened in that in-between period, like in the days, the couple of days right after the fire where there was lots of displaced people, the fairgrounds were open and there was lots of information. What was going on in those weeks with those people? They were registering. I mean, was that all in anticipation that this was going to be officially declared? And
I can tell you what took place during that time period. You guys took over and it was short of amazing.
Well, you know, Red Cross was in town, and
absolutely.
The Red Cross did an amazing job.
Absolutely.
But the community, I think what you're getting to is the heart of the community,
the
people.
The community came out as we were beginning to see what was not going to be a very good situation for many. The community had already recognized that. Everybody was coming to the aid of their neighbor. Mm-hmm. The local entities were beginning to implement their strategies for how they're going to address this. And I will point out, during that time, we funded 5 different major declarations to support the firefighting effort. They're called FMAGs, or Fire Management Assistance.
Yeah, that's
grants.
Something that, the firefighters, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody thinks
yeah,
about
those guys
the people who
their
lost
lives
their homes,
the
but
exactly.
The firefighters have to be funded as well.
Right. We supported those, and we packed our gear. And began to move south.
Wow. So I know nothing about this. This is so I'm probably going to ask a bunch of dumb questions.
That's quite all right. No.
But thankfully, I haven't ever had a disaster in my life that required FEMA assistance. But where are we now with this? And what do people need to know at this point?
Great question. I have with me today one of our favorites. Her name is Jess. And Jess is going to give us what we call a situational update.
Okay.
And where she fits in this team is, you got to understand, there are like 10 of us, 11 of us. Everybody has a distinct job, and we roll as a squad, okay? And her job is to provide to each of us on an hourly sometimes or twice a day just what the situation is.
Yeah, I can imagine so it's changing.
It changed by the hour. We were actually literally in the State Emergency Operations Center watching the wind speeds and praying for them to stop.
We were too.
I know I was, and I'm sure that everybody shared that. So we're involved, and we're quite involved before you actually see us on the ground. So I'm glad we could clear that up. So,
Well, then, Jess, give us your perspective here on this about what's going on and what you do and what's the latest info that we need to know.
Absolutely. So to know where we are, we kind of need to know where we came from, right? And so oftentimes, folks, we don't start being visible as FEMA until the disaster declaration drops, right? Because that's what gives us the ability to be here. To be seen, to be visible, and to bring all of our resources to bear. However, on the 5th, when the Thomas Fire ignited here in Ventura County, we were mobilizing up to Sacramento. So FEMA Region 9, the administrator approved an FMAC, as Victor was saying, to give California firefighters funds and resources. The fire burned almost 282,000 acres across Ventura and Santa Barbara. It destroyed approximately 775 homes and about 1,100 structures in total.
Total
structures about 1,100.
So you guys are probably monitoring the situation, getting information. You're probably realizing this is not going to be good.
No.
This is going to be bad.
No, from the very beginning, it was quite an extraordinary fire, because as you were saying, the Santa Ana winds were pushing the fire and throwing it through valleys, and it was, as you guys have said, very hot and very fast, and it would rip through these valleys, and people had very little time to get in and out with whatever they could carry in many cases. Mm-hmm. I've heard many stories of survivors who left with a laundry basket of dirty clothes because that's what they had time to get out of their home. And, of course, the Thomas Fire claimed two lives. One of those was a firefighter who was actively engaged in fighting the fire. It was the largest fire in terms of geographics in California history. It was number one, vastly outstripping the next one. So the president declared a major disaster declaration on January the 2nd, and that was the initial declaration. And, of course, on the 10th and on the 15th, additional programs were turned on, as we say. Those are the IA, or the Individual Assistance Program, and the PA, the Public Assistance Program. Now, public assistance, of course, gives us the ability to work on municipal things, bridges, some roads, some buildings, things like that. And individual assistance allows us to reach out to individuals and households and offer some types of help to help make them or help them make themselves whole again. Now, on January 8th, rain came, right?
Yes.
And it hit Santa Barbara County and the northern part of Ventura County as well. And again, we were sent out to the SOC, the State Operations Center, because anything over a half of an inch per hour over rain scars at those gradients, those steep gradients in the mountains, was likely to create mudslides. And indeed, it did in Santa Barbara County. I was on the night shift immediately after, so I went from 7 to 7 watching, making sure that we were having those conversations with folks in the field and back at headquarters in Oakland, making sure that everybody had situational awareness and that knowledge. So of course these mudslides came in the middle of the night, and it claimed hundreds more homes, and it claimed another 20 lives in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, that was just crazy. And you know, when you live here in California for any length of time, you know, if there's fires, you know there's going to be mudslides next, because
Absolutely.
That's just how it goes. And even though you know that, it still was a devastating thing. Devastating.
You were a couple of weeks out, right? So it wasn't until the 12th of January that the Thomas Fire was completely out. But, you know, around Christmas time, we were in the 90s, right? You guys, we all thought we were in the clear. But then all it takes is about a half inch of rain at that gradient Or at least that's what we were planning for, right? So that.
So
was,
were you dealing directly with the residents up there in the Montecito area? No, or you're getting the information to the local people that go and.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to them.
Because at that point, it was still, we had the presidential declaration, so I could be visible, right? I could be talking to the folks at the county. I could be helping disseminate information. I could be asking for information from them and giving it back. But FEMA, generally, we are there to facilitate the activities of the state and the locals. We aren't there like holding hands. We aren't there necessarily, except for the folks in IA who are in our disaster recovery centers, one of which is here in Ventura County. And Rona's going to talk more about that a little bit later. But very few of the folks who work for FEMA are talking directly to survivors. Mostly what we're doing is programmatic. We're trying to make opportunities for the folks who are recovering. And as you've said, as you guys have pointed out, it takes sometimes a little while to get disaster declarations through and signed and ratified in supporting the Stafford Act, which is the law that gives us the opportunity to support disasters. And, you know, the wheels of government sometimes move slowly. But
you think? Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes they're okay. But
we
you
are
know.
Here to help.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of numbers, in terms of our situational brief, we have registered, or folks have registered with FEMA, a total of about 2,500 or 2,600, excuse me, cumulatively in all four of the counties here in.
So is that 2,600 people or 2,600
households? Yes, ma'am. Okay. So households register as one. And Rona will talk about some of the intricacies there. I'm sure there are always questions. I always have questions about individual assistance. Here in Ventura, that's about 1,030 of the registrants have come out of Ventura County. The SBA has given or has referred about 2,500 folks in their programs.
Is the so SBA stands for Small Business
Administration, right, Corey? Small Business Administration.
Okay, and
yes,
so
ma'am.
Do you work together, or they just refer? What's the relationship between SBA and FEMA?
Well, the SBA is our partner in disaster recovery, and it's for a reason. You know, you hear the title SBA, and they're our partner because they're a federal entity, and they're already staffed up.
Okay, so they are a federal entity.
Yes,
okay.
they're a federal entity, and they're already staffed up and poised to open and close loans in the field rather quickly. Okay. So Corey's going to have a presentation that's going to wow you when it comes to the possibilities of people who've lost everything and how they can recover.
Well, because there are some people who lost their business and their home together, right? Yeah. So dramatically affected.
Yeah. And all of their contents and their car.
Everything. Yes. Yeah.
So having been involved with that and helping people find rentals, I've heard a numerous amount of stories like that. So now that we're kind of up and going, what's happening now? What are we doing to help people now?
Do you want to come in on this?
So I want to speak to the individual and household programs. My name is Rona and I work in individual assistance. We have two provisions, which is individual assistance, which is housing assistance, and that helps owners and renters. The first thing you want to do if you are affected by the fires is register. You can go to FEMA.gov or disasterassistance.gov.
And has that been right from the very beginning?
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
So how does that go? I mean, what's the reality of that for people? I mean, are they just like so shocked they don't know how to do it? I mean, it seemed like from the outside there was a lot of information available, but I'm trying to put myself in the position of someone who lost everything. They lost their computer. Maybe they lost their phone. Maybe they've lost everything. How do you get to those people?
So the first thing is we have what's called disaster survivor assistance teams. Immediately once the federal declaration is declared, we put those squads or crews on the ground, and they go into the disaster-affected areas.
So you go right into the areas?
Yes, we go right into the affected areas, and we canvass the different areas where there was damage, and we have our crews talk to different survivors in the community, letting them know, giving them information, our 800 numbers, we leave flyers, and we let them know where they can register. Also, the neat thing about our disaster survivor assistance teams, they can register people right on the spot.
Oh, okay.
So they have iPads.
Great.
They have the tools that they need to register people on the spot. And they let them know where disaster recovery centers are. And they let them know if they go down to our disaster recovery centers, what other agencies are within the Disaster Recovery Center that can assist them with assistance that they need. So initially, if you're a homeowner, you're a renter, we encourage everybody to register. And once you register, we invite you to come down to Disaster Recovery Center, where we actually have FEMA agents, our federal partners, other volunteer agencies in the recovery center that can assist you through the process.
And that's here in town?
That's here in
town. And like, how is that really? Like, if you go there, do you have to sit there for like 6 hours? You get assistance
right
pretty
away.
Quick. I mean, I just, you know, I see this picture of, you know, sitting in this little tiny room for 6 hours and, you know, kids crying and people screaming at each other and everything, but it's not like that. It's a pretty expeditious
kind of
thing.
That's the beauty of having our disaster
because that's what you would want.
Teams.
You know, yes. If you're having a crisis, you need somebody.
So once you register and you come into our Disaster Recovery Center, it's a one-stop shop. Okay. We have people that can literally hold your hand from the time you walk in, from the time you leave. We want you to be very aware of the process, the steps you need to take.
You have to.
Yes. And we're always here to help you. So we always, once you leave our Disaster Recovery Center, we give you an informational sheet. It lets you know the numbers you can call to reach back, to come back in. We're here. If you have any questions, come see us. We don't want people trying to figure out the process by themselves. So we always recommend you come into our centers. And in Ventura, it's located at the Ventura Federal Credit Union, and the address is 6026 Telephone Road.
Oh, yeah. That's
and it's
right
open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6.
That's right across the street from the government center.
9 to 5. I'm sorry, 9 to 5, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6.
So you have a little area set up in there?
Okay. Right, to the right of the credit union. So the credit union's on the left side, and the disaster recovery center's on the right side.
Okay, and how long will you be there?
We're here as long as there is a need to be here. So I think approximately it's been open for 2 weeks. And we'll continue to be here as long as there's a need for us to be here and serve the community.
And, like, could that be months?
It could be months.
Yeah.
So as long as there's a need, we'll be here.
Okay. So talk a little bit more about actually, I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break. But I'm really curious about the individual assistance to homeowners and what's going on, what the status of that is. And once you register, like, how soon do you really see money and how much money? And I'm curious about that.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear some information about that. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, let's have that discussion. That'd be great.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com, 805-232-3422.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength. .com or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithani.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air here at KBTA 1590. We're live today, and we are talking to a great group from FEMA. And if you have a question, if you're out there and you got a question, go ahead and give us a call. And we'll see if we can get the question answered. But give us a call, 650-1590. I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And we are here joined by this awesome team from FEMA and SBA. And we are having a great discussion. We were just talking to Rona about individual assistance and what that really looks like. And she just shared with us that there is a center set up here in town at the Ventura Credit
Union
on telephone, right across the street from the government center. And they're available 9 to 5. You got anybody can go in there and get information. So Rona, let's talk a little bit about this individual assistance and what that looks like. And I'm curious about amounts and time frames. Like, say somebody registered with FEMA right after the fire, like, you know, the 6th, 7th, 8th of December. And what happens? I mean, how soon do they see FEMA funds? What's the deal?
So there's two type of people that are affected in a disaster. It's a homeowner or a renter. And our two provisions under the Individual Assistance Program is housing assistance and other needs assistance. Under housing assistance, you could be eligible for, in this case, it was a fire, so replacement, and or in the county of Santa Barbara, it may be repair because of the mudslide. So you may be able to repair your home depending on the severity of the damage. So initially, when a person registers, within 5 to 7 days, they see an inspector. An inspector will come out based on what the survivor stated as they registered. He'll go out, look at the damages, survey the damages. If you're a homeowner with insurance, then we encourage you to work with your insurance company to see what your insurance will cover first. If you're a homeowner and you don't have insurance, then you're issued an inspection. Also, if you're a renter, you're issued an inspection. If anybody, being a homeowner or a renter, has insurance, that's the first window of opportunity. FEMA's max grant is $34,000. So we obviously know in some of these homes, your home is worth more than $35,000. So our goal is to help you to get back on your feet, not to make you whole. And the beauty of that is we have our federal partner, SBA, and once he comes on, I'll let him speak to his program, that will offer loans.
So $34,000, is that a national cap?
Yes, that's the cap for everybody.
So $34,000 doesn't go nearly as far in Ventura, California as it does in Houston, Texas, right?
In some cases,
but
in Houston.
It is what it is. So it is help. It is assistance. And like you said, it's just to get you back on your feet, not...
And we partner with different other agencies as well. Mm-hmm. So in our other needs category, a lot of people don't know this, but we have a funeral category. So anybody in Santa Barbara that lost someone, we encourage you to register because there may be assistance to help you with some of those funeral expenses. Mm-hmm. Under our other needs assistance programs, we cover personal property, medical category, there's a dental category, and transportation.
And what's a typical amount of time before... From that, when you get the assessor out there, or what did you call
an inspector?
An inspector out there. What's the typical time from that time before people actually see money from FEMA?
So once the inspector returns the inspection back into our queue, our caseworkers work them immediately. So from the time it's returned, within 3 to 5 days, you can actually see monies on the ground.
Really?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
We've given over just about $2 million. And in Ventura alone, we're just about in the million range approximately. So we're definitely, there's money on the streets. Our inspectors are out there getting inspections. And again, if anybody has a question, we encourage them to come to our disaster recovery center and also to call our 800 number where we can assist them through any process, any questions they may have. We're definitely here.
And what if somebody hasn't registered yet?
We encourage them to register.
So is it too late?
No.
How long do they have?
They have until March 16th, 2018. To register. We still have our disaster survivor assistance teams out there. They're still canvassing the area. They can register them on ground. They can also go inside our disaster recovery center and they can register there on the spot there. And they also can call our 800 number and they can also register there.
So if people are thinking that everything's going to be great with their insurance company, say they got their homeowner's insurance and they think that's going to be good, and they find out, well, maybe it's not quite what I thought. Maybe now I want to register with FEMA. Can they still do that? Can they still do that after March 16th? I mean,
FEMA will extend the deadline. So right now, it's March 16th is the registration deadline. And if there will be an extension, then we'll send that correspondence and messaging out to the community to let them know.
Okay, so you're not completely out of luck if you miss that deadline.
No, you're not completely out of luck.
Okay.
Usually there's an extension given.
Okay.
But we like to encourage everybody to register by March 16th.
Okay, so are you at this the office at the...
I'm not at the Disaster Recovery Center. Oh. I'm actually in the area field office.
Oh, okay.
But the center is there. We encourage everybody, all the listeners listening, anybody you know. You don't have to be in Ventura County. You could be in Santa Barbara County, Los Angeles County. You can register in our Disaster Recovery Center.
Great. So is there not another Disaster Recovery Center other than Ventura for this particular situation?
So we only have one in Ventura County. We also have one in Santa Barbara.
That's what I was asking.
We have one in Los Angeles County, and we also have one in San Diego County. Okay. So the four counties that were affected, each of them have a disaster recovery center. But you can go to any center, because you may not be in Ventura right now. You may not be in Santa Barbara. You may be in Los Angeles County, and you can go to that disaster recovery center as well and register.
Yeah, like if you needed that, your nearest relative was in L.A., and that's where you're staying, then you could go to that one.
Right, you refer them to Disaster Recovery Center. Again, a lot of people are tech savvy, so you can also go to FEMA.gov or disasterassistance.gov and call our 800 number to register. There's so many ways to register, and we want to get that information out there to the community.
So you were talking a little bit about this SBA, this Small Business Administration, and it was interesting during the break, you had mentioned that a lot of people think this is just for businesses, but that's not true.
That is definitely not true. So it's kind of a common misconception that a lot of people think with the U.S. Small Business Administration, we only are able to help out businesses. However,
well, that's understandable, right? I mean, that's what I would have thought. So.
Yeah. However, in times of disaster, we have a branch called the Office of Disaster Assistance, where we're actually able to help out businesses, homeowners, renters, and nonprofits. So for our program, we actually offer loans up to $2 million for businesses to help replenish their, you know, any kind of inventory that was burned or affected by the mudslides or anything like that. But the most important aspect is for business owners is to have that economic injury, which is the working capital to kind of sustain themselves during times of disaster. So a lot of times, you know, when you have a fire or you have the mudslides, you can see something 30, 60 days out. But the things as a business owner you have to plan for is, what about 6 months down the line? What about 7, 8 months down the line? That's where your working capital kind of comes into play, because that helps you pay your employees, meet your monthly lease obligations, you know, even sometimes attract new business. So that's very important as a business owner. So that's kind of just a little general little overview of that.
So you offer loans to homeowners, you said, and renters, right?
Yes.
So are they competitive rates? I mean,
very competitive rates. So we actually offer home loans up to $200,000 for the replacement of any kind of real estate, and up to $40,000 for the replacement of personal property. Our interest rates actually start as low as 1.75%. And the big thing, because these are your federal taxpayer dollars at work, it's a 5-month deferment. So let's say somebody got a loan and they close on March 1st. They're not going to be making their first payment until August 1st, 2018. So that allows them to take the time, rebuild their home, buy the vehicle that may have been lost, or replenish any kind of personal property. Then they can actually start the repayment process.
What would be things that would stop people from thinking they could get a loan? I mean, what if you had horrible credit? What if you're already not doing well? Would this be something that would work for them?
Well, you definitely want to apply. And just like Rona alluded to, the most important thing is to make sure you, one, register with FEMA. And if you are referred to SBA, to go ahead and put in the application. We do look at credit history, and we do look at repayment ability. However, one of the programs that Rona alluded to was the Other Needs Assistance program. And by kind of checking that box and applying for SBA, even if you're not approved for SBA, we're going to refer you back to FEMA for what that's called, that Other Needs Assistance. And not only that, what you've, by applying for SBA, you've also bought yourself 6 months to apply for reconsideration. So if it may have been a credit issue or maybe repayment ability, maybe you got a new job and you have new income. Well, that's a significant reason to overcome the decision for the decline. Or maybe there was a couple of credit cards that had some collections and you took care of them. Well, if you take care of those things, you can apply for reconsideration. Okay. So the no for us, especially for FEMA and for SBA, is not a final no. It's mainly getting in the system and continuing just to be a, you know, kind of, you know, fighting for, you know, whatever reconsideration or, you know, appeal that you may have throughout the process.
Okay. So I have a question. Yes. So because it happened at the beginning of December, that's the most that's your most important time for a small business owner. And our downtown really did suffer. Like, everybody downtown suffered.
Yes.
You know, after they kind of got past that and got through it, we really pushed to shop locally.
Mm-hmm.
And people did.
Yes.
So it kind of made it okay, but still they didn't get the money that they normally would get in a regular Christmas holiday downtown.
Yes.
So would they be able to apply for an SBA loan for other assistance? Does that fall under that category?
Yes, they would. And that's so critical. Not only do I want to mention that as a business owner, you want to make sure to register with FEMA, because there's also disaster unemployment assistance that business mm-hmm. owners as sole mm-hmm. proprietors are eligible for as well. So the one thing as a business owner is any kind of damage from the wildfires or the mudslides is eligible. And that's why one of the most important components of the SBA program is the economic injury disaster loan, because that mm-hmm. is that working capital to sustain your, you know, that business. Because, you know, I've been doing disaster assistance for 11 years. I mean, and you see all type of businesses being affected, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's wildfires, mudslides. There's no, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, every disaster is so unique. And with these wildfires and mudslides, you know, I've talked to a number of residents in Ojai and just that impact with Ventura. So it's so critical. The one thing for my personal mission as a public information officer is to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to get that message out to every business owner to go ahead and apply. Make sure you have that okay. safety net available. You don't have to take the funds, but at least it's there if you need it. And if it's 6 months down the line, you say, okay, well, you know, maybe I might want to go ahead and tap into this funds. Well, you have it available, so go ahead and do it. But if you wait six
right.
months and you haven't applied and you
right.
have physical damage, now the economic injury deadline is actually 9 months from the declaration. So you have plenty
of time.
Yes,
okay.
as a business owner, to apply for the economic injury disaster.
Now, where
loan.
Do people go to for that information?
Great question. So mm-hmm. you go to sba.gov/ELA, which is electronic loan application. They, you know, but we also, you know, just like Ron alluded to, we want to make sure you're going to the disaster recovery centers. I cannot emphasize enough, that is your one-stop shop
okay.
for disaster recovery. SBA is there, FEMA is there, great customer service representatives. So we want to make sure you're taking advantage of that. And then, but you, mm-hmm. if you want to do it from the comfort of your home, you have that option.
Or at
as
least
well.
Get some information. People can, you know, people like to do that. They like to read online before they go and talk to somebody.
Exactly, yeah. And so you can go to the SBA.gov or the disasterassistance.gov portals and just look at any information that you may need.
Okay, excellent.
Great.
That's
well, the only question that I have is when they go to this disaster FEMA, oh God, I forgot the name of it.
Information Center.
Information Center, right?
The Disaster
okay,
Recovery
good.
Center, yes.
The Recovery
uh-huh.
Center. A lot of people don't know the questions to ask you. So you need to tell them, like, do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? Versus, you know, how can I help you? I don't know how you can help me. When somebody shows up there, they gotta know that there's lots of services available, but they don't know what those are.
That's true. Well, the one thing we always, Vic will always say, we want to make sure you bring yourself. We'll fill in the blanks. You bring yourself. We'll take care of the rest. You
That's
know,
awesome.
Apply
That's
today.
Good.
You
well,
know,
I would
delay.
Imagine so. When you're dealing with people that have been through major disasters, they are not thinking straight. They
no.
don't know
right.
what to ask.
That's it. That's why we say just bring yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, come in, talk to the customer service representatives. Like Rona said, they're going to hold your hand through the process. They'll pass you on to SBA if you refer yeah. to our program. But the one thing you got to do, come in, take advantage of this of the Disaster Recovery Center while it's here, because again, it exists as long as the need exists. So we want to make sure you're coming in and seeing those smiling
okay,
faces
great.
For FEMA and SBA.
Well, that's been awesome
Amazing.
To have you guys here today. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, ladies.
I mean,
love the show.
Fantastic information, and we will be putting some of this up on our Facebook page for sure. So our listeners, if you're driving or weeding or something, can't get to a pen. We'll get that on our Facebook page, and you can
We'll get their
see
numbers for you so that yeah. if you do have a question, you know,
yeah.
you'll be able to call, and we'll get you the number
yeah.
so that you can speak directly with the person that
yeah.
you need to speak with.
Yeah. For sure.
And the main thing, again, disasterassistance.gov, the FEMA number, 1-800-621-3362. There's an app for that, so you can download the FEMA app.
Have it on your phone.
Have it on your phone. There's three ways to apply, and then if you are referred to SBA, you can call our customer service number, which is 1-800-659-2955.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you coming in with your team.
That's great.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us. And I will say that even though we approach our work with a certain zeal, it takes a certain type of individual. And I think these guys and the more than 120 federal people who have been on the ground between Sacramento and here, who are definitely trying to help remove the barriers to recovery that people have, understand that the road to recovery is long, and everybody's journey is going to be different. Mm-hmm. So if you run into questions that you don't or probably shouldn't have the answers to, give us a call.
Okay.
Call that toll-free number, again, 1-800-621-3362 for a quick conversation, or visit one of our disaster recovery centers.
Great. Thanks again, you guys. This has been awesome, and I know it's a big help to our listeners, so thanks.
Well, coming up, we have Doug Butler with us from CSMC Mortgage, and he's going to be talking about a 203H program through the FHA that also is going to be big help to everyone. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com, or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, licensed NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. Working out.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We're right here on KVTA 1590. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and boy, did we get a lot of information
from
FEMA.
That was awesome.
I am so thrilled with them coming to our show and being able to present all of that to you guys.
Yeah, that was great. And we have some more great information.
We do.
From Doug Butler here with CMC.
CSMC Mortgage.
Yeah, so glad you're here.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. That's a hard act to follow.
That's okay.
Those guys were amazing.
Yeah, they were amazing.
It really says a lot about the spirit of our country and
it really
how we help and our how we
community.
Help each other. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's one thing they commented on. So what you got?
So just to follow on their coattails there, as a local community lender, we are proud to be able to offer what is called the FHA 203H mortgage loan, which is a disaster recovery mortgage for affected victims. If you were either a renter, the home burned down or the apartment building burned down, or you were a homeowner and your home burned down or you suffered severe damage, you can actually register with FEMA, just our guests that were here earlier, either in person over at the Ventura Recovery Center, mm-hmm. or you can go on FEMA.gov. You follow the instructions, register, you get an ID. If you are eligible, you can purchase a replacement property with zero down.
Wow.
Zero money down. So, again, even those that were perhaps renting, they lost everything. Mm-hmm. Perfect opportunity to kind of restart with no money down.
100% financing for that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Good rates?
Yeah, there are market rates, which right now are about 4.25%.
Oh, wow, mm-hmm. that's awesome. So there is a lot of help out there for people. I think that's going to be the thing that's going to accelerate now. People have finally got their heads up.
Yes, yes.
You know, and thinking about, okay, moving
on. We can
on.
Do this.
We can do
we
this.
We can definitely do this. The resources are out there.
Okay. Well, thanks, Doug. We'll be
pleasure.
Talking more about this program,
thank
I'm
you,
sure.
Ladies.
And I'd like to hear some personal stories, you know, in the coming weeks too, for success stories with this program.
That
would be
great.
We'd love to hear some of that. Well, it's a big weekend. We have lots of lots of things going on, benefits. Speaking of the Thomas Fire, the big benefit festival is downtown in Plaza Park. It's happening today, actually.
It's happening today.
It's happening right now from 2 to 9 tonight, and some great personalities there.
Sold out.
So there's that. And then what else is coming up?
We have a fundraiser going on at the Greek on Monday night from 4:30 to 7:30. It is going to support all the fire victims, and it is La La Rue clothing. So come by, have a drink.
Opa.
Yeah.
Opa.
And take that out.
Well, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.